Exclusive, Ronna McDaniel, Earth to Mark Kelly. Arizona rejects your radical record. By Ronna McDaniel on October 26, 2022. During this month's debate, Arizona Republican Senate nominee Blake Masters exposed Democrat Mark Kelly for the radical he is. From worsening our out-of-control border crisis to voting for higher inflation, Kelly acts like California's third senator. No wonder he's done everything he can to hide from the limelight. But he can't run anymore. As a border state, Arizona is on the front lines of the illegal immigration crisis. The latest data reports that 203,597 illegal immigrants were apprehended attempting to cross the U.S.-Mexico border in August. More than 2.1 million illegal immigrants have crossed the border this fiscal year, a new record. 78 people on the terror watch list have been apprehended trying to enter the U.S. between ports of entry since last October. In Yuma alone, residents are seeing 800 to 900 illegal immigrants crossing the border every day. More than 300,000 have crossed since October 2021. If we are to believe Kelly, there's nothing more that can be done. But the truth is, he voted against hiring 18,000 desperately needed Border Patrol agents. He refused to preserve Title 42, the last bastion of President Trump's border policy, on three occasions. And he voted against building the border wall. As Masters put it to Kelly, "We have a wide-open southern border. So if that's the best you can do, I respectfully request you resign." It's not just illegal immigrants entering the country, either. Over 4 million fentanyl pills were seized in Arizona in August alone. In Nogales, border agents seized more than 233,000 fentanyl pills in one weekend, including 47,000 brightly colored rainbow fentanyl pills designed to look like candy to attract a younger audience. In fact, rainbow fentanyl is finding its way deep into the country, with 21 states seizing these deceptive drugs. For his part, Kelly hasn't lifted a finger, until 2 weeks ago when he announced a bill supposedly intended to stem the crisis. But he's nearly 2 years too late. Kelly knows he's been caught flat-footed. Less than a month out from the election, he's scrambling to redeem himself and Arizonans can sense the desperation. As if these crises weren't bad enough, Arizona families are struggling to stretch their budgets. The Phoenix-Mesa-Scottsdale metro area has the highest inflation in the country. Gas prices in Phoenix are on the rise again. But don't count on Kelly. He has consistently backed Biden's war on American energy. As a result, Arizona families have lost over $2,200 and are paying more for energy since Biden took office. And rather than fight soaring inflation, Kelly voted for a $1.9 trillion stimulus that sent inflation soaring to its highest level in 40 years. He's even cracking down on middle-class families and small businesses struggling to stay afloat by voting to send 87,000 IRS enforcers to audit hard-working Americans. But all of this is on brand for Kelly. As the tie-breaking vote in a split Senate, he could have protected Arizona from Joe Biden's destructive agenda. Instead, he's voted with Biden 94% of the time. He's not in the business of fighting for Arizona's priorities. Arizonans deserve better, and thankfully they have an ally in Blake Masters. The Tucson Republican is clear-eyed on the issues facing the Grand Canyon state. He understands the connection between Democrats' open border policies and the surge in illegal migrants and fentanyl. He sees the strain rising costs are putting on Arizona residents. He recognizes the high prices Phoenix families are paying at the pump thanks to Biden's anti-American energy agenda. And as the father of three little boys, he's passionate about preserving the state for generations to come. Mark Kelly may be an astronaut, but when it comes to understanding the issues that matter most to Arizonans, he's a space cadet. That's not going to fly with voters in November. Ronna McDaniel is the chairwoman of the Republican National Committee, RNC.